Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is all about New Year's resolutions because we're getting very close to the end of the year and the start of 2022. So I'm going to be talking about this topic, but before I do that, I'm going to give you some words that I'll be using whilst I talk about it. So let's start with this expression, to press the reset button. Now, this could be literally or metaphorically. So if you're literally pressing the reset button, then you are restarting something, like maybe a computer. If it freezes or breaks, you have to reset it. Press the reset button. But metaphorically, it means to start again in another way. And that's how I will be using it today. Next, to shed weight. To shed weight means to lose weight, to become less heavy or fat. Next is to put on weight, which is the opposite. It means to gain weight. Next is to let someone down. This is a phrasal verb which means to disappoint someone by not doing what they expect from you. Next, an appraisal. A-P-P-R-A-I-S-A-L. Appraisal. And an appraisal is an act of assessing something or someone. Next is to get rid of something or possibly someone. And if you get rid, then you take action so that you are free of something or someone unwanted, something you don't want anymore. Next, clutter. Clutter is a collection of things lying about in an untidy state. So maybe you have lots of clutter in your living room, for example. And finally, a clear out. And a clear out is a removal and disposal of unwanted items or material. So listen out for those words in today's podcast. It's that time of the year again where we press the reset button and start looking forward to a new year. New year equals new you. Time to shed some of that holiday weight that you put on over Christmas or start that hobby that you've always promised yourself you'll do. New Year's resolutions can be a great way to motivate yourself to do something positive. Some people don't bother with them, saying that they'll just let themselves down and not continue with it after about a week. And others say that making resolutions shouldn't be limited to just the beginning of the year. I understand both viewpoints, but I still think there is value in writing a list. It's an opportunity to sit down and give yourself an appraisal. What are you doing well, and what are you not doing so well? What small or large changes could you make to improve your life, and also the lives of others? By giving yourself new objectives, whether you complete them or not, at least you're opening up new possibilities for yourself and keeping things fresh, which I personally believe is really important. So I wanted to share three great ideas for New Year's resolutions, which might inspire you for the new year. And don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to join the gym. So, number one, be more open-minded about food. There's so much variation out there that it seems a shame that we don't try more things. Some of the healthiest and most environmentally friendly food is also some of the tastiest. So open your mind to new food possibilities. Number two, if you can say something nice, say it. This can be in real life or on social media. There's so much negativity around at the moment, so if someone did a good job, tell them. You don't know what that compliment means to them. And number three, get rid of the things you don't need. Is your house filled with unnecessary clutter? I have so many old DVDs and CDs and stuff from 20 years ago that I just don't need anymore. Will I miss it when it's gone? No, not at all. So why keep it? Clutter makes you stressed. So do a clear out. So there are my ideas. Do you have any resolutions for the new year? Okay, that's all for today's podcast. I hope it's inspired you a bit to make a list. And remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or you're interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can send me a message. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.